Prepare the way of the Lord. Mark chapter 1 verse 1 through 8. Last Sunday, Atlas Church had two baptisms. One was a baby girl's and the other was her mother's. Every time I have a chance to preside at baptism, I'm very happy and proud of my job because presiding at a baptism is one of a pastor's privileges. Last week's baptism was more special to our parish because it included an adult baptism. You know what? During the last year, there was only one adult baptism among around 100 United Methodist churches in our district. I hope that last week's adult baptism was not the only one for this year. About 3 years ago, I had a chance to witness an adult baptism. The candidate was a middle-aged man who was born and grew up Jewish. I could not help but cry while I was witnessing his baptism. How could I imagine how hard it was for him to turn away from all the things that he had believed and practiced throughout his life and accept Jesus Christ as the only Savior? As a person who was baptized as an infant, sometimes I wonder about what it means to be baptized as an adult or converted from a different religion. Today's Gospel scripture, Mark 1:1-8, tells us about a baptism, especially a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. While you were reading the Gospel scripture, you might have thought, "Oh wait, Pastor, it is the second week of Advent. Why do you want us to read a baptism story rather than a birth story of Jesus Christ?" In today's scripture, there is no shepherds, no angels, no wise men, or no manger. Then in what way is this baptism story relevant to the season of Advent? Unlike other Gospels, Mark does not start its story with a real beginning story, such as a genealogy of Jesus and his birth story, or the story of the beginning of the world, but it starts with the proclamation of John the Baptist, urging people to be baptized by repenting their sins. It seems that something very important is missing for Advent. Does anyone remember the meaning of the word Advent? Advent means to come, which means the coming of Jesus Christ into human history. If you read today's scripture again with this thought, you may find relevance between today's scripture and Advent. Yes, it talks about what it means to prepare for the coming of Jesus Christ. And it pointed out three things: expectancy, repentance, and coming out. First, expectancy was requested based on what scripture said. From today's first reading, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 11 to 14, it emphasized waiting by its repeated wait to call us to eager expectation of the Lord's return. And from Mark 1:2, as it is written in the prophet Isaiah, this leads us to be in the mood of expectancy by showing the pattern of the Bible, the promise and fulfillment. Indeed, today's readings lead us to look to the coming of Jesus Christ with a steady expectancy to prepare his way. For some people, the season of Advent is just one of the seasons that recurs every year. But in fact, it invites us not only to expect the mood of Christmas, family gathering, decorating, baking, and buying a gift, but also to expect the one who came into Galilee and will come again into our midst. What does the season of Advent mean to you? Is it just one of the annual recurrent seasons or a precious time of waiting for the coming back of Jesus Christ? Secondly, repentance was required as what we are to do. John the Baptist proclaimed that a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. If you read this in Greek words, repentance means to change one's mind. Behind it lies the Hebrew verb to turn around, that is, to change one's heart, will, and conduct. In this sense, in verse 5, confessing their sins implies recognizing one's sins, being sorry for them, and admitting them publicly. And Mark emphasized repentance as very important preparation for the coming of the Lord. This is why we do renunciation of sin and profession of faith in the beginning of the baptismal covenant, and also this is why the Advent color is purple, which is calling for penitence as we wait for coming of Jesus Christ. Thirdly, focus on coming out, which is what God will do. Although Mark does not tell us something very amazing, such as the Pentecostal accounts or breathing the Holy Spirit into the disciples by the risen Christ. But still, today's scripture, the proclamation of the John the Baptist, encounters and touches every Christian's hearts and minds who are wandering around in their own wilderness. It really calls them to turn around and accept the greater baptism by a risen Christ with the Holy Spirit so that they experience his return not as a conceptual understanding, but as a powerful and personal advent. John the Baptizer proclaimed the baptism of repentance in terms of a preparation of for the Lord's coming as we expect, repent, and focus on coming out. I bet most of us were baptized, but is there anyone here who knows the meaning of baptism in detail? As we listen to John's proclamation about the baptism of repentance, I'd like to share with you more in detail about baptism to help you to prepare the way of the Lord in this season of Advent. First, through the baptism, we receive a new identity as Christian. We become a new person. This is because the ritual always begins with putting off the old, renouncing sin and the evil power of the world, and pledging our loyalty to Christ. Secondly, above all, God initiates a covenant with us in baptism as what God did with Israel. Although it is presided by a pastor, the Holy Spirit moves us and works in us. Therefore, baptism is forever, and it should not be repeated with any reason. Thirdly, as Jesus was revealed as the Son of God through his baptism, we are also chosen as sons and daughters of God through our baptism, and it can be our true identity. Fourthly, baptism is the door to enter the church because it commissions us to use our gift to strengthen the church and to transform the world. Fifthly, as a means of grace, baptism signifies God's initiative in the process of salvation. Prevenient grace, which is the grace that works in our lives before we are even aware of it, brings us to faith. That is why we baptize a baby who is not able to make one's own vow. God's grace already prevailed in us and invites us to live in God's unconditional love. Sixthly, baptism is not the end, but it is the beginning. Some people even misunderstand baptism as a ticket to go to heaven. When we are baptized, our journey begins with the nurturing community of the church. That is why we don't allow private baptism unless it is an emergency. Through baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church, so all congregation become a witness of the baptism and watch over one another in love. And also, baptismal ritual always includes congregational part. Lastly, baptism is the sacrament that Jesus went through along with Holy Communion. Through baptism and Holy Communion, the sacrament, we can experience God's amazing grace. Recently, many people try to say Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas. People enjoy celebrating Easter and Christmas as tradition or culture, but many people don't want to find its true meaning in their life of faith. Today, we live in the world, losing the value of the good news of Jesus Christ. In this time, we really need to pay attention to what John the Baptist proclaimed in the wilderness. Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. How can we properly prepare his way and make his path straight? by expecting what God promised us through the scripture, by repenting of our sins, turning our mind, heart, will, and conduct to our Lord Jesus Christ, and by keeping awake for the coming out of Jesus Christ. As we live life following the true meaning of baptism, we are ready for expectancy, repentance, and coming out. Baptized Christians, let us go forward into the wilderness of this world to prepare the way of our Lord for His return. Praise God. Amen.